Welcome everybody, shir number 1408, in the writing is shir number 56560, getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, so we are middle of the halachas of priority in Brachos, Kadima B'Brachos, and the question comes up in reference to mezonos, right? If one is eating mezonos, and in other words, they're eating mezonos products made out of wheat, but not bread. It's not bread products. What we call pasabah b'kisten, let's say baked mezonos products. In general, we call that pasabah b'kisten. So foods which are mezonos, the order is first that we make the bracha on pasabah b'kisten. Let's say I'm eating baked products, cookies, cakes, and so on, and I'm also eating cooked products, let's say like lakshin, noodles, right? So I'm eating some sort of a product which it gets cooked, but it's still mezonos, still made out of wheat, right? Like noodles, spaghetti, macaroni, these type of things. So the cake and crackers or other pasabah b'kisten, whatever it might be, something that's baked, the baked product, that would take priority over the mezonos, over the other mezonos products. For example, if the choice is between cake and spaghetti, right, or between crackers and cooked cereal, let's say, so therefore the cake and the crackers being the baked products would take precedence over the spaghetti and the cereal, which are not baked products, which are not quote-unquote pasabah b'kisten baked products. So therefore, if one is eating the cookies and the crackers, and both items are made from wheat flour, then they must make the bracha of mezonos on the complete cookie or cracker, right? You have to try and get the one that's complete. We've spoken about in the past, the one that's complete, and you make the bracha on that, and that mezonos would cover, assuming that you have it in mind, the spaghetti or anything else that you're eating that was actually cooked, and that is a mezonos. You have it, either you have it in mind, or it'll be in front of you. Now, what about if the cookies and the crackers are all broken, they're all broken pieces, and none of them are complete, then once you make the mezonos on the item that they like better, whichever cookie or cracker they like better, if it's all broken. But again, that is, since it's baked items, they would come, the bracha would be made on that before making the bracha on the cooked item, the spaghetti or so on. Okay, so for example, if they like the cookies better, then they're going to make they like the cookies better, or a certain type of cookie better, which they're eating now, they would make the mezonos on that cookie, and that will include the crackers also, and that would include also the spaghetti or macaroni, again, if they're eating it, as long as they have it in mind, or as long as it is in front of you. So that's an important thing to keep in mind, coming out of today's share, that we have to know that it's, when it comes to mezonos, there is a distinction between baked items and cooked items, and it doesn't go along, this doesn't run along the same track, as we say. And the precedence does take precedence. The bracha has to be made on the baked item. Which baked item, right? We look at the one which is complete, cookie, cracker, whatever it is that we're eating. And in case there's no complete one, then we're going to take even the broken one. We'll take even the broken one and the one that we like better, but as long as it's, if assuming that it's baked, a baked product and a cooked product, then we're going to take the even the broken one, but the broken one that we like better, like either with cookies, crackers, whatever it is that we like better, and make the bracha mezonos on that. And again, have in mind the other mezonos, the other cooked products, and the other broken products, for that matter, which are also baked, let's say the broken crackers or whatever it is, either have it in mind or it will be in front of you. Okay, we'll stop here for now. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and bracha kol tov.